escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Another day of practice in the books there in West Virginia. But, I mean, I guess I could tell you that, but I'd much rather let's talk to Sean Pendergast, who joins us now for a practice report live from West Virginia, courtesy a fly by Yuengling. And I believe, do we have 100% more Seth Payne today?
Yeah.
We do,
yeah.
There we go.
Better. It's like the shot in the arm that I needed. Fellas, how are you doing out there?
It's good. We're having a good time. Today, you know what? Today was the first time I caught a whiff of the reason that it's White Sulphur Springs, yeah. West Virginia, is because there's sulphur springs here. So, you're driving down the road, and you're like, is this me? Is this body odor?
Our Airbnb owners warned us about this smell.
I grew up in a place called Clifton Springs. Yeah. I was born in a place called Clifton Springs, which had sulphur springs, which back in the day they would sell you. It was like, oh, it's got magical healing powers. And it was a resort back in the 1800s for the wealthy and elite. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere along the way, people realized, like, oh, no, it just stinks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I stopped at a place I've been looking to stop at this entire trip called Route 60 Bar and Grill for a burger. And I have to say, the burger was outstanding. And I learned a lot about this place. It was the front for all the sports gambling in White Sulphur Springs. An 80-year-old man named Buddy told me that. He was sitting next to me at the bar. There was another 80-year-old man named Jeff at the other end of the bar with a cowboy hat and a mullet that told me how good smoked bear tastes. And I asked, how do you know how good smoked bear tastes? He said, want to see the bear that comes into my backyard every day? Yeah. And I said, sure. And he showed me a picture of a 500-pound bear. And apparently this bear is related to several other bears who have been consumed by Jeff and his family.
No, it's like he's got a bear farm.
He just keeps waiting for
one to grow up and then kill it.
An impromptu bear farm is what he has.
We had an Airbnb that was out a little bit out of town, and we saw bears regularly. That's why I asked you about that the other day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I say all that to say I learned way more at this bar than I learned about the Texans at practice.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might have had the most Sean Pendergast specific interaction. I think it was set up for you. I don't know if AI could have put a better situation up.
It was so good.
West Virginia has a version of the talk, and I gave Sean the talk, which is that black bears actually aren't that scary. So you don't have to worry. I don't want him to come in screaming or something if he sees a black bear. Like grizzly bears are the ones you have to worry about.
Right.
Black bears are pretty. They're more scared of you than you are.
They're like house pets.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want to tempt them or anything.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. How you guys doing?
Fantastic. I wanted you to weigh in. We had that discussion on the offensive line, and I'm going to try to keep it brief because we want to get into other things with you guys. But the math that I did is there's six players that are going to be locks to make this team, including Jared Patterson and Jake Andrews. Those are the six that are going to be vying for the starting spots. Then there's Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram. So that takes us to eight, which means, in my view, there's three that has to go into one spot at the swing tackle. That's Blake Fisher, Trent Brown, and maybe even Zach Thomas.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get your thoughts on that position battle. I landed, I don't know about Reggie, that Blake Fisher is definitely a candidate that could be cut.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance. The only thing I would wonder about is maybe he had something going on medically in the offseason. You know, there had been reports that he was trimmed down this year, but when you look at him, I don't know if it was trimmed down in a good way. He doesn't look like a guy who underwent a transformation from his first year to his second year. And I it's not off the table right now. I think that they, based on what they've seen from him at camp so far, if they're going to make it a genuine competition, then he's certainly going to be talked about, I would guess. And now Trent Brown, they could probably protect him by putting him on the PUP or something.
But he's
got to
be on the 53 coming out of camp
to start before you cut him.
Yeah. So that's a thing. I would say about Blake Fisher, guys, that the behavior of the team out here at camp would indicate that there is a lack of confidence in Blake Fisher, just based on him taking zero snaps with the ones, even when there's been opportunities to bump him up with Cam Robinson going out. So that's number one. Number two, I would say there is a 0% chance of Blake Fisher getting cut, and this might be semantics, but I think there's probably teams out there that see him as a second-round pick a year ago that had high scouting reports on him that quite honestly look at their offensive line room and coaching staff as being superior to the Texans. That's not hard to do over the last couple of years. I don't know what Cole Popovich is going to be. And say, look, we get him in our building. Like Jeff Stoutland would probably be chomping at the bit to get Blake Fisher as a Philadelphia Eagle. So maybe there's a trade, not for a second-round pick where you recoup all the value, but maybe day three pick or one of those trades where it's Blake Fisher and a sixth for a fourth or something like that, if that were to happen. So I think there's zero chance he gets cut, but I think there's a decent chance he's not a Texan when the season starts.
And I think there's also a chance that there might be an offensive tackle on the Texans this year who's not on the roster right now, like George Fant a few years ago.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yep.
Yeah. All right, fellas, we're talking to Sean and Seth out there in West Virginia, courtesy of Flight by Yuengling. I don't know if you guys got an opportunity, because I know that you talked to Titus and Daniil respectively, but I don't know if you got a chance to hear CJ after practice. First and foremost, just in his conversations when he's had an opportunity to talk to us, he didn't sound like himself, does he? Like, that's something that we were kind of hearing, and I don't know what to make of that, but he definitely doesn't sound like the typical CJ that I've gotten used to hearing.
We played some Evan Washburn audio this morning, and I felt that way listening to him talk to Evan Washburn of CBS yesterday.
And it was interesting because his message was he has to, had to learn about kind of maybe making his inner circle closer and understanding when he has to say no, and just understanding that you can't give everybody access all the
time. Who his real friends are, is what he was saying. Yeah,
and it's because we've seen this out of CJ. There's times where, in the middle of a season, it feels like the weight of the world is on him, and he kind of sounds that way. And I guess, you don't necessarily anticipate it at the very beginning of the season in training camp, but that's kind of the mode that I've sensed out of him. But it might be as simple as the things I heard some of his answers today as I was waiting for Daniil, and he's got a lot going on in terms of learning this offense. They're going to be operating a lot differently, and he's spinning a lot of plates in the backfield as he has more control of the offense. And it might be as simple as that, is just the guy's thinking about a lot of football right now.
He seems like he's operating with less joy in his football life.
That's good.
Maybe it is. But if this were wrestling, this would be the beginning of a subtle heel turn.
Joy is a success thief, okay?
Yeah.
How did
you put your head down and you be miserable and get it done.
I got you.
I'm just impressed that Sean got to the heel turn out of this conversation.
subtle heel turn. The little seeds get planted when you go, this guy's not acting like he normally does. If he shows up wearing black at his next thing, that'll be another thing. Like when they start wearing darker colors, like, it's a darker personality. It's the imagery that comes with the literary genre of WWE.
Well, what? We talked about this morning, guys, when we played the clip of him talking about how to, what did he say? He had to understand who's got your back. You can't give everybody access and everything. There is, what I said afterwards after that clip was, there's a reason that a lot of successful people are also jerks. They're able to kind of separate. You have to have a certain amount of a jerk in you to be able to say no to things. And I'd be all for a CJ that all of a sudden just said, no, I'm drawing the line here. You're out. You're out.
No, make it like
I am going to be laser focused on success and a few people in my inner core.
Yes, he should fire people like The Apprentice. We need a reality show.
Yeah. Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
We've also been kind of kicking around the wide receiver room specific to Jalen Knoll, because my take is, you know, with the special teams and his impressive, he's one of the few guys on offense that has been impressive pretty consistently. Like, he can save you a roster spot. You know, basically because of you know, you add a roster player basically because he can do both. And I'm just curious your thoughts on Jalen Knoll and the back end of the wide receiver room.
I think that the influencer there, Braxton Berrios. I think it feels like they really like Braxton Berrios.
He's a spouse of influencer. Or
yes,
whatever it is.
Influencer. Yeah, but he's got his own though too.
Yeah. Does he
did a conversation with Mark and John about kind of that element of. I think he makes some money off of his Instagram.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
He's put together pretty well.
Yeah, he is.
Not like Danielle Hunter, my guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sean, all right. So,
he frightens me. You know that. Braxton Berrios.
No, but Braxton Berrios, I think they really like him as a returner and as a receiver. You know, he's a guy that he's
catching everything.
He's catching everything, and he's kind of like, I'm not going to make a direct Tank Dell comparison, but he's a smaller guy who kind of just moves differently than other human beings. And he's a proven returner in the NFL, where Jalen Knoll's still, you know, proving himself as a receiver and a returner. So I'll be surprised if Braxton Berrios isn't that guy.
Yeah, well, I think, John, I think I know where you were going with that, which is like, okay, if they keep the guys we think they're going to keep, and then you got these four guys left for the last two spots. Let's say they keep six receivers. We know there's four that are making the team. Hey, but if Knoll can return, then they don't have to keep Braxton Berrios as like this year's version of Steven Sims. That's what they did last year.
Sure.
They kept six receivers and Steven Sims to return. That's the rink. The fly in the ointment, though, is that Braxton Berrios has been every bit as good a receiver as a lot of these guys out there. So he might be making the team as both. I would be nervous if I were Xavier Hutchinson or John Mechie right now.
Yes.
Those are the guys I would be nervous because they, you know, Mechie especially, because I don't know that Mechie does much on special teams, whereas Hutchinson does. So, that is, to me, the most intriguing cuts are going to be coming at the back end of the receiver room. There's going to be either an accomplished NFL receiver, or in the case of someone like Mechie, someone who is highly drafted and just hasn't reached their potential, that are going to be available. And they too, like Mechie too, similar to like what we just talked about with Blake Fisher, he would be a candidate for like one of those, hey, this team had a good scouting report on him. How about Mechie and a sixth for a fifth or something like that?
We're talking to Sean and Seth live from West Virginia after another day of Texans training camp. We were talking, obviously, a depth chart yesterday, and in a way, it kind of popped up again with seeing our guy Christian Harris out there, but not just seeing him out there in the walkthroughs, but with the ones. Is this enough to just kind of melt away your Christian Harris concerns, or are you still in wait-and-see mode?
Oh, no, that's like asking me if I'm cool with Yordan's hand.
Yeah,
no,
it's the same thing.
That's going to be there. As long as it's still anatomically attached to his body, I'm going to worry about
it.
At least if they would just amputate it, then I wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. So with Christian Harris, it's once he comes back and he's got a sustained the sustained string of games where he looks like he's all right.
The one day in July in Houston where it's 84 degrees. You guys cool with the weather?
Yeah.
This is going to be amazing. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Because for me, it was like the confidence, not just that he comes back in, and I know on the depth chart he had shown up as a second string guy, and they immediately throw him in, and I know he's been with in the meetings or whatever, but they immediately throw him in with the ones, you know?
Well, yeah. Damian also, and now Nick Chubb didn't practice today, but mm-hmm. Damian also got plunked in there with the ones today on the offensive side.
I think I wouldn't read too much into where they were in walkthroughs today. I think that with the linebackers especially, they've got some different types of linebackers that they're going to use in packages. So EJ Speed might not be a starter, but I think he's going to see the field a lot.
He's had some good practices.
Yeah, and you know, he does like it annoys me that his name is Speed and he is fast.
Yeah.
Because I have to say it every time.
Oh, like,
yeah, I can't help but say it, but he's really fast. There might be games where Toa Toa is starting and Christian Harris is on the sideline, and then with other games, they might decide that Christian Harris is a better matchup for whatever reason, or EJ Speed.
Yeah, and Seth, I want to hone in even more on your expertise because this is something you know even more about. We talked about him yesterday. You talked about him today. What is Tommy Togiai doing that is all of a sudden getting him in the mix?
He's really, like, he doesn't fit the combine profile of what you want your ideal defensive tackle to be. He's not a bigger guy. He's not super athletic or anything. But he's very good with his hands, and he's got a powerful punch, and he's stout and functionally quick. It's not deceptive quickness. It's just that he moves really efficiently, and he's got the D-line techniques down really well. And I think he's a guy that's bounced around the league to four different teams now, and probably picked up some things along the way. But I know D'Amico just loves the way he works, and there's a role for him potentially as a Kurt Heinisch type of guy that can go in there and be exactly where he's supposed to be, and then there's still unknown upside with him. He hasn't played that much football.
Well, the thing that makes that room, and I'm going to use the totality of the defensive line, I'm including the ends and the tackles in the same room, the thing that makes that one so tough to forecast is there's so many of them now that are on the PUP list.
Yeah. Yeah.
Foley Fatakasi, D'Nico Autry, Derek Barnett, Kurt Heinisch, they're all on none of them have practiced yet. And mm-hmm. we're 12 practices in now, and we're 2 weeks away from decisions needing to be made on some of these guys.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, I don't know what D'Amico called him the most consistent player on the team in his media
Well,
yesterday.
And their dependability, especially when you're looking at a guy that might have to come in while a starter is out or something. A lot of times you want a guy that's not going to screw up your defense, and then it can also make some impactful plays.
Yeah.
And Togiai, when working against the twos and threes, he gets into the backfield. You know, he takes a real efficient route to the quarterback. He makes some plays against the run. And I could totally see him working his way onto the roster. And at the very least, I'd be surprised if he's not on the practice squad this mm-hmm. year.
Again, another depth chart thing for me is seeing Jakob Johnson sliding in with the tight ends, not a specific fullback spot, and slotting in fifth. And then also with them bringing in Dalton Keene. Any thoughts on like what's happening here with the way that they're utilizing fullback / tight end?
I don't. Yeah, it's a good question.
They haven't run a single snap with a fullback
here, right? Yeah. They did a little bit before they got here, but they haven't for a team where we were kind of thinking, oh yeah, this is gonna be old smash mouth football. The first rule is always though, all right, if we'd love to have a fullback, but we want to be sure it's somebody that we can use as a fullback and he's good. We don't just have a fullback just to have one. But they're going to want a guy that can play tight end and fullback or H-back or whatever you want to call it and line up in multiple places. I think that's a huge open-ended question right now. And it might be one of those things, too, where they're kind of trying to keep it secret from the media and everybody else right now.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, real quick before we let you go, I know you talked to Titus, Sean, Seth, you talked to Daniil. Anything that you want to share to kind of tease those things forward for us with the conversations you had?
Yeah, after I hopefully figure out how to edit this interview that I did with him, and by that I mean just to be sure that I recorded it at all. Daniil Hunter had told everybody that he gained some weight in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And my first question to him was like, where and how? How? I interrogated him. Like, what the hell are you talking about? You've already got as much muscle as a body can handle. Gave a very interesting and surprising answer to how he gained the weight.
Titus?
It wasn't steroids.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Titus with me volunteered a lot about what he feels like his role is as a leader in the offensive line room.
All right.
I asked him to compare this year to last year, and he talked pretty openly about the attitude in the room. Word dog came up a couple of times in that answer. So he was pretty open about how he feels about this group. Talked a little bit about C.J. Stroud with him, and found out that if he were to, if his favorite WWE wrestler is Dave Bautista, he would come out to Randy Orton's theme music. And I'll leave it open-ended as to what his finishing move would be. Ooh. That's my tease right there.
Okay, and I'll tell you another question I asked him, and I honestly didn't expect it. He gave a very thoughtful response because I told him. I said, I know there's a knee-jerk answer to this, but I want you to think about it. And I asked Anil, if you had to get in a fist fight, I know you would never do it willingly, but if you had to, who would you want next to you, your old coach Mike Zimmer or D'Amico Ryans? And he sat and he thought about it for about like 20 seconds.
Because I'm sitting
seconds.
Here going, Mike Zimmer, really?
Yeah. He's psychotic.
Yeah, Zimmer's the son of a gun, man. Yeah.
He's going to pick up a tire iron or something, you know?
If you're allowed to use weapons, then Zimmer.
Yeah. Yeah, he ultimately chose D'Amico, but I'm not so sure that he was convinced that that was the right choice.
Dang. Oh,
yeah.
Last tease on the Titus interview, he told me the thing that he's most jealous about when it comes to Laramie Tunsil.
Oh, okay. Wow. See, yeah. I love that you guys were just trying to one-up each other on your teases because yeah, they're all good. Very
dueling
good.
Pianos. It's yeah. not one-upping. Yeah. We're equals.
I gave enough. Away the answer on mine, though. it's going to be bad for radio. It's like a 25-second pause. He thought about it.
Really?
He's so thoughtful. Yeah.
You know you can shorten the pause when you edit it. You know you can do that.
So I'm not as dishonest as some people.
Wow.
Even though I admitted to lying to our audience this morning, 17 seconds after lying to them.
Yeah. All right, so you can hear the fellas again. Again, 520, correct, and then 740. That's when
520 and 740.
Excellent.
I know where Sean tells me to.
Yeah. And then, of course, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. Sean and Seth, appreciate you guys giving us some time, fellas.
Talk to you guys tomorrow on the Crosstalk brought to you by D&M Leasing.
And look at
talk
you.
To you. A little extra. And we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow at 1240.
That's
we're
right,
hightailing it out. So yeah. Maybe it might be a phone call as opposed to a
good luck with
studio
that.
Call.
There's
yeah.
no
yeah.
cell
we'll
service.
Figure, we'll figure it
Let's
out.
Let's go crack we'll open out. Some Yinglings.
We'll figure it out.
No matter when we talk to them, they'll be brought to you and joining us, giving a practice report brought to you by Flight by Yingling. So appreciate you, fellas.
We'll go crack me one right now.
Yeah, go sure. enjoy yourself and
right,
stay away from the
guys.
Bears. Yep. All right,
man.
All right those
you,
are the
boys.
Fellas. Yep. Yeah. Love you too.
Good stuff.
I felt like I had to say it back once he said it.
Well,
yeah. That sounded like I'm getting off the phone with my wife.
I love you, too.
Love you, too.
All right. Coming up next, C.J. Stroud not just talked to the media, but he also talked to CBS Sports. Evan Washburn. And there was some good and some bad in this, and I kind of want to break this down. Plus, one of the things that he did say earlier today mm-hmm. really caught my attention. I also want to talk about that. We'll do all of that next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.